diplôme de compétence en langue. Code AG06-11-04. Session du vendredi 10 juin 2011. Enregistrement A.
Welcome to the morning show. Today, our guest is Simon Smith, and he has chosen Manx Radio for his news release. Simon, you're the owner of the Douglas Horse Tram Company. Can you first tell us more about your activity?
The Douglas horse-drawn trams are the world's oldest surviving horse tram service, dating back to 1876. The trams have been running ever since, with only brief breaks during World War II. It's still a popular form of transport for locals and tourists.
How many horses and trams have you got?
Altogether, we've got 30 horses, of which 21 have been fully trained to operate the service. Our horses are very friendly, and they are used to the traffic around them. We have a range of 20 trams to cover all weather conditions. Many of the original fleet of trams are still in use today. Each tram is fitted with roller bearings to ease the load on the horse that pulls it.
So, Simon, what would you like to tell us today?
Well, as you know, the Commonwealth Games will be one of the biggest events ever to take place on the island. Our tramway company has lived through the centuries, and we want to be part of this event as well. So, I've come here today to announce officially our participation in the Green Competition. For this occasion, we will offer free horse tram journeys to all participants in the Commonwealth Youth Games. We are sure that this experience will truly give the visiting nations a feel for our island heritage.
This is very generous of you, Simon. Do you think you have a chance to win the Green Competition?
Well, yes, because this means of transport has a very low impact on the environment. It makes a positive contribution to the environmental, social and economic sustainability of the community we serve. This transport system avoids CO2 emissions, uses renewable resources, minimizes the generation of noise and promotes a healthy lifestyle. We do believe that we can make a difference if we join forces to make the games more environmentally friendly.
Enregistrement B.
Hello, Mr. Robinson. I'm Tim Garland, and I'm the head of a new charity called Zero Waste Man. I'm calling you today to tell you more about our activities. The aim of our charity is to eliminate waste on the island. We want to create awareness of the causes of waste and suggest ways to overcome them. Let me give you some examples of what can be done during the Commonwealth Youth Games. Before the event, we should inform all partners, such as sponsors, suppliers, and stall vendors, that we are trying to prevent waste. We can be proud of the fact, and we should mention it whenever possible. Media releases, for example, can mention the zero waste aspect of the games. People like to do the right thing. Partners will also see the attraction of a zero waste event as valuable publicity. It's important to tell food and drink vendors what is expected of them. We should try and get agreement that all, or at least most products, will be recyclable, biodegradable, or reusable. Another essential point we need to plan carefully is the location of the bins, their number, and an efficient bin signage. Experience shows that it is better to have two bins close together for recyclables and biodegradable materials. During the event, there's a lot to do. Ensure all vendors are meeting their obligations and separating their wastes. Check the correct use of bins by the public, and remind about cigarette butt disposal. If we want to keep the Isle of Man beautiful for ourselves and future generations, we must all act now. Our children deserve a better legacy than piles of our waste. Zero waste is already happening in different parts of the world. We want it to happen on the Isle of Man, and the Games are the ideal event to start off. Whether we win the green competition or not, we are looking forward to working with you to make these games greener. You can call me back on this number, 01 624 538.
Fin des enregistrements.